In the former Yugoslav Republic of Slovenia, voters have overwhelmingly rejected plans to provide residence rights to thousands of ethnic Bosnians, Croats, and Serbs who lost their citizenship when Slovenia became independent. In yesterday's referendum, nearly 95% voted against restoring rights to an estimated 18,000 people who have become known as the Erased. NPR's Emily Harris reports from Slovenia's capital, Ljubljana.
33-year-old Juka Simeonovic was born and raised in Slovenia, but her parents were from Bosnia, which was then just another part of the same country, Yugoslavia. In 1991, Simeonovic went to Bosnia to look for a job. She got caught in war. It's difficult for her to talk about the nearly 2 years when she could not even get in touch with her family. While she was gone, Slovenia solidified its independence and offered citizenship to the 10% of the population from other Yugoslav republics. But there was a deadline. About 180,000 people met it, including Simeonovic's parents and her brother. But Simeonovic, trapped by Bosnia's war, did not. After a series of visas, she eventually got temporary residency. But she still can't work or receive benefits from the state.
I look at what my brother can offer to his children and the way people who are the same age as me live today. When you don't have 10 years of your life, how many times have I laid down and thought about how easy it would be if I just weren't here?
For a while, she officially wasn't. The 18,000 people taken off Slovenia's books in the early 1990s are known as the Erased. Opposition politician Zmago Jelencic says that term is wrong.
There are no erased people in Slovenia.
He says everyone had the chance to become citizens and made their choice.
A lot of those people went back to Serbia, Montenegro, Croatia, Bosnia and Herzegovina and so on. And now they are coming back because Slovenia is entering NATO and the European Union. And they knew that if they will be here, they will get opportunity to travel around Europe, to travel around the world. So it's a question of economy.
He also claims some of the Erased are criminals or fought against Slovenia's bid for independence. But former Constitutional Court Judge Matuš Krivic says even if that's true, it doesn't matter.
It's not important whether there were good or bad people for Slovenia or against Slovenia.
He says they had a right to live here, which Slovenia illegally removed. In the decades since, most Erased people have become citizens or residents. The government is trying to resolve the remaining cases individually. But Slovenia's Constitutional Court has ruled that all should be granted their status retroactively. Former Judge Krivic.
The ruling on the Constitutional Court is very clear. You must repair this injustice to all of them.
Yesterday, Slovenia voted against a referendum that would have granted status retroactively to the 4,000 people still with none. In the twisted politics of this, the Association of Erased Residents urged at a rally last week to vote it down. The association argued the majority should not have the right to vote on the fate of a minority. Activists accused politicians of preying on voter xenophobia. Slovenia is less ethnically diverse than other former Yugoslav republics. Erwan Fuere, the European Union's representative in Slovenia, says that helped the country build consensus toward joining the EU.
Their progress and their achievement of political and economic stability in a comparative short space of time was partly due to the fact that the mix here, population mix, was not as complex as in other former republics of Yugoslavia.
Since independence, Slovenia's population mix has changed only a little. But issues of diversity are causing tensions. Besides the Erased people, another hotly contested question in Slovenia now is where and when the growing Islamic community will be allowed to build its first mosque. Emily Harris, NPR News, Ljubljana.